Hey friends, this is your buddy Alan Stone, and you're currently listening to the Music Journeys Podcast.
Welcome to the Music Journeys Podcast. I'm Mike Foley. Well, it doesn't always work out this way, but we're thrilled this week to take a journey with three artists. Johnny Mathis celebrates 64 years in music with a new tour that begins with a couple shows in Ohio. We'll talk about his incredible career in music. Raheel Jamalafard and her band Habibi are in Columbus this week for the Melted Music Festival at the Bluestone. In an upcoming episode, she'll talk about her Iranian heritage and her band's new release. And a quick reminder that WCBE's spring fundraiser is just around the corner. If Music Journeys, if public radio and WCBE have meant anything to you, please consider a contribution, as listener support drives everything we do at WCBE. You can set up a monthly contribution or give a one-time gift at wcbe.org. Thank you. On this episode, it's Alan Stone, who's in Columbus for a show at Newport Music Hall Tuesday, March 10th. Stone has a busy tour schedule across the country, so check him out at alanstone.com. We talk about the inspiration behind his new release. It's called Building Balance, and it just drips with soul and passion. Stone also took part in the Fast Five, and I think you'll enjoy his inspiring selections. Alan Stone, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
Hey folks, this is your friend Alan Stone, and this is my music journey.
It came so fast, my feet feel cold, but my mind is for sure.
Alan Stone has a specific purpose every time he performs.
When I sing, the emotion I'm always trying to find is the feeling that I felt growing up as a kid singing with my folks and singing in church. Singing with a group of people, there was always this therapy that I felt. And I've always really loved that, and that's the emotion that I want to find myself every time I open my mouth and sing.
Not gonna spend my time chasing what is new. Only to end up one step behind you. Oh, oh, hold it down, hold it down. It's coming back around. Oh, oh, hold it down, hold it down. It's coming back around.
Born in a small town near Spokane, Washington, Stone considered a life in music after hearing a family friend's song on the radio. His fourth and current release, Building Balance, finds him trying to do just that.
These songs culminated through falling in love with my wife and building my family, as well as, you know, getting over being dropped by a major label. You know, maybe my trajectory and my dreams and not working out the way I had imagined them. I kind of went through a pretty dark time through my last record process, and this record was really written around that, kind of attempting to try and dive into my own mental obstacles and all of that while trying to explore some new colorings of music. I think for a long time I was not trapped, but maybe just obliged to be a certain type of musician, a certain type of singer, a certain type of performer. And on this record, I really attempted to try and jump out of that box and bring some other spices to the kitchen, with hip hop and rock and roll and folk and funk, all really in an attempt just to like find that center, to find that balance.
I'm chipping away, chipping away.
How did you find that balance?
Well, you never find it. It's a fleeting position. And that's why I think the word the word building really means a lot in connection with balance. It's in your hands and then it's gone. It's a constant journey. The journey still, even though I definitely feel like I'm way better, I'm in a way happier and way more centered place in my life, that balance still seems out of reach. You've got to constantly strive towards more. It's an interesting puzzle.
Well, I can't move a mountain. I am just a man.
Give You Blue, I really wanted to write a song that encapsulated like the reality of love and reality of, you know, partnership and relationship. Not just romance, but all relationships, really. They take work. They take perseverance and patience and communication. Maybe there's these flowery, you know, just uber positive people who, you know, don't have to put that work in. Their life is just, you know, just simple and easy and kind and consistent. But that hasn't been my experience in anything I've ever done. And I wanted to write a song that spoke to that, not just the butterflies and the joys and the, you know, but also, you know, the shortcomings and the obstacles.
The 14 tracks on Building Balance aren't all about love. Miscommunicate, for instance, takes on technology.
I remember not so long ago. And that's my door. Oh, but now I'm spending all my time alone. Because all my friends live inside my phone. Now I just don't feel the love. Seems like things just don't add up. If one plus one is you and me, we can add another one for community. If one plus one is you and me, we can add another one. Cause I miss the way things used to be. But even when we disagree, we used to do it face to face. Now all we ever seem to do is miscommunicate. Yeah, we miscommunicate.
And specifically our phones and the internet. I found it funny that these devices that were designed and meant originally for connection and communication seem to have been placing us farther away from each other and disconnecting us more than maybe we know. I think it's definitely something that we need to continue dialoguing about.
The song Back to the Swing has a more optimistic outlook.
From Australia to Beijing, well, it's my pleasure to bring you
the swing is like just positivity and joy and choosing to be happy and choosing to look at the egg sunny side up. I meet a lot of people. There's people in the world who maybe, you know, unfortunately have a lot of weight on them and they choose to really carry that burden. And then there's other people who just manage to free themselves of that. And that's really what that tune talks about is mental perception and what are you going to choose to focus on every single day.
There's also a song inspired by Stone's 2017 performance at a concert honoring Aretha Franklin. He's since released his own video version of that song.
Everyone in the wake before I put it on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you.
I got to do a really fun Aretha Franklin tribute at Carnegie Hall. I got to sing Say a Little Prayer. Just even the opening line. Every morning I wake up. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy. So we got into the studio pretty soon thereafter. And I was like, man, I just want to write a song like that. Like, that's just an attempt to write a song like that. Not with any angle behind it about pushing some sort of agenda, but let's just try to write something that feels like that. Taste of You, that was the attempt. Hopefully we got close.
How do you look that good? You don't have to ask, you know that I would. But just a taste of you. I spend my life collecting, but I sell it all.
You know, music is so many things, so many more things than what it first started out to be in my situation. And I would imagine in most people's situation, when you bring commerce into art, it changes it. Music initially was like an escape for me when I was a kid. It was, I remember like being in my parents' car and like having a Walkman, like throwing that on and being thrilled at this new world of music that I had yet to explore. Driving in my car and singing along to these new records, hearing that new records were coming out and being so, oh man, I can't wait to get this record or get this record. And when I started writing music, it was like part of the growth of my personality. You know, like I would write songs and play them at parties for kids. And it was how I, you know, got people to like me. And then when I made my first bit of money off of it, it changed a little bit because, you know, the ultimate goal, and when I was a young kid, was to, I want to do this for a living. And when I'm a young kid, you don't really know what even a living is. My dad works, yeah, I got to pay the bills. But like, it's still kind of a obtuse mirage of sorts. You know, now music to me is a really wonderful vessel towards bringing joy to other people. I think that's probably the most important role that music has played in my life as of recent. When I get to stand on stage, I'm hoping that I'm doing a wonderful deed towards helping people escape from whatever it is they're trying to escape from. Whether it's just a vessel towards a good night, you know, whatever it is to whomever it is, the fact that I get to be the vessel to bring that joy to people that's the most important role that music is currently playing for me. I'm proud that that's what my life is.
We had one last bit of fun with Alan Stone with the Fast Five. Here we go.
Okay.
The first song that you can remember hearing that you loved.
It Is Well With My Soul. It's an old church hymn.
Thank you.
pretty incredible story behind it. A young European businessman moved to the States, kind of not much to his name, landed in Chicago, started doing pretty well for himself in real estate, and then unfortunately during the great Chicago fire, lost pretty much everything. Immediately sent for his family, had $3 and his wife, who were still over in Europe, pretty shortly after the great Chicago fire, sent for them, and about 2 weeks later got word that their ship had sank by his wife. It says, the letter read, "Ship has gone down. I was the only one saved," essentially. And he penned this song right after that tragedy. The first line is, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." Really powerful story and beautiful song.
Wow, that is a moving story. How about the song that makes you feel the most nostalgic or reflective?
Man, that's tough. That is a really tough question. There's a song on an early Robin Thicke record called Beautiful World.
It's such a beautiful world. Just stand still for a minute more. Ooh, maybe I'm no hero. I can't help myself. Ooh.
I play it before shows to warm up my voice. It kind of touches a lot of registers on that song. And I bought that record when I found it when I was like 16, 17, 18, around then. I was kind of living in Spokane, but I was dating a girl who was living up north in Colville, Washington, which is kind of north of the little town I was raised in. And I would sing that song. I would sing that whole record top to bottom. That record is just so good.
That's great. That's so great. How about your go-to song for dancing? Or, you know, if you don't dance, a tune that you hear and you just can't sit still when you hear it.
Another Day by Jamie Liddell.
Another day, another way for me to open up to you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Another day, another way for me to open up to you.
We walked out of our, it's kind of a weird way to put it, walked out of our wedding. You know, when the wedding's done and I now pronounce you man and wife, ladies and gentlemen, and, you know, and then you walk out and they play a song. That was the song that was playing on our way out another day. It's just like, so it's such a happy song. That's maybe one of my favorite songs of all time. And I just can't sit still. I can't not sing it. It's just amazing.
Wonderful. How about the song that makes you feel like working out or kind of motivates you to get through something or do something?
The motivator song. I think it's called B. It's a song by Common.
The chosen one from the land of the frozen sun, where drunk nights can remember more the sober ones. Walk like warriors, we were never told to run. Explore the world to return to where my soul begun. Never looking back or too far in front of me. The present is a gift, and I just want to be.
Really anything that Common did in like the early 2000s, but that specifically song B is such a go-getter tune.
Absolutely. Last one, a song that lifts you up when you're feeling down.
Love is in Need of Love by Stevie Wonder. Bring about quite a bit of hope.
My thanks to Alan Stone for his time and his music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.